Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Happy hump day to you. Happy 1st of March to you. We are rolling on. March is here, baby. And it's exciting. It's getting real exciting around here, especially as the Grizzlies continue to look better and better. They take care of business last night. My goodness, where do you start? Ja Morant, triple-double. That man messed around. And did you see? Jaren Jackson Jr. This is one he will have forever. Highlight putback dunk over Anthony Davis was nasty as it gets. And yeah, man, that's one you can point to your son, your grandchildren, all of your family, and say, look at what I did to one of the best players in the league. Grizzlies were fantastic, particularly in that third quarter where they put the Lakers away. We'll talk about it because, again, you go right back at it tonight. Perhaps, John, I know last night was national television, so maybe there's a little bit more to it, but we'll see another great wrestling costume from Dylan Brooks tonight as he does it on the road against – he takes the show to the road.
That's right.
In Houston.
That's what wrestlers do, right? They travel. They go around the country, and, well, nowadays they go to, like, Saudi Arabia and stuff.
John has schooled me that was a tribute to Steve Austin.
That's what it looked like to me. I mean, I don't know if he confirmed that afterward, but it certainly looked like the old
what
Stone
he said
Cold
was he put
Steve
it together.
Austin
yeah.
get up with the vet with the Austin 316 vest.
Did it do something for you? Did it give you those old feelings as an old wrestling fan?
No, it was like it gave me a feeling.
What kind of feeling?
It wasn't like the old nostalgia feelings though. Like, oh, Stone Cold is like, what in the blue hell are you doing? Is the kind of feeling I was getting there. And then you could see his draws on the his white draws on the back. That was not Stone Cold.
He is something else.
That was not what you couldn't see Stone Cold's draws. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, look, it's something that I think's got to be discussed. There's no running from it.
We'll go this far. You couldn't pull it off.
No, I don't know that he did.
We really do have some discussion.
That's sort of the fundamental.
Then we really do
issue,
have some discussion,
isn't it? Did he pull that off? Like I don't really know. The internet seemed to think not, but we'll get into that here on the show. Ja Morant had 28 in the third quarter.
Most by an NBA player in a quarter this season.
How about that? Most by an NBA player in a quarter this season. More than Kevin Porter has ever had in a quarter this season.
Who?
More than Jalen Green has ever had in a quarter this season.
No Rockets.
More than
good thing is you get to play the Rockets three times.
I'm trying to figure out who else plays for them. Oh, the white dude who every time I tune in to see them play, he never makes a shot. Garrison Matthews, is that his name? Bro, that dude is the brokest white dude in the NBA in terms of jumper.
You're making me think that they're going to cover the 10.
No, he doesn't make shots. Like, it's crazy. Like, you would think, oh, for sure, white dude league, you know, guard.
Don't jinx it here. Grizzlies have not been good on the road, so let's not jinx things by laughing
it's gonna
at the
be
Rockets
tough.
Before the game.
It's going to be tough for these Rockets.
I know. They're giving out points.
I mean, they are horrible.
They just hit them.
I mean, they're trying to get Wembanyama.
Denver just hit them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they.
It's clear. Yeah. It's going to be laydown time come second half, I would imagine.
Yeah.
You hope. Because it's going to get greater as you get on this road trip.
Yeah.
A lot tougher.
Yeah. So, you know, anything can happen. It is sports.
Line's 10. It's been going up.
Yeah. What did it start at? What did it open at?
9.5, I think.
Okay, all right.
So I don't know if it opened there. I saw it there this morning. I know it's moved to 10.
I mean, it opens at 9, 9.5. Sharp money comes in on the Grizzos. Because although that is a spot where I feel like the Grizzlies have struggled in the past. I mean, it is a place where you land there early, late last night. There are places you can head out to. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In advance of a listless Rockets team you got the next day.
Yeah, it could be a classic look-ahead game, too, just in that sense.
Yeah,
in terms of what's on the rest of this road trip.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm just telling you this.
Don't play with them. They're trying to lose. Go ahead and take it.
If I was an NBA player, right, if I was a Memphis Grizzly and I was a single man and I knew I had the Rockets the next day and we were landing in Houston that morning, I know where I'm going, big dog.
Don't give Dylan or anybody any ideas.
I don't think I gave them.
They may be listening on the Free Odyssey app.
They may be driving back to the hotel.
Right, Brad? They could be listening right now. You don't want to give Dylan any ideas.
NFL teams have curfews. I don't know if NBA is as strict.
Because that man feeling real dangerous.
Yes, he is.
If last night was any evidence.
Yes, no doubt. So, anyway, we'll get into that here on the show today. Mark Giannotto is going to join us. He is beaten.
Back.
COVID.
Back.
And it was a 20 pandemic he was dealing with. He had strep and COVID. And I don't believe it.
We need to tell everybody his business. It's kind of like DeAndre Williams and his age.
I think it was kind of out there. Yeah.
We need to kind of just keep hitting on it.
I just
Mark's passed it.
I wanted to congratulate him.
Oh, okay.
On beating.
Well, we'll make sure we do that.
Not easy to do. At the same time, not easy to do. So he'll join us at 11:25. And we'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, Tigers as they get ready for SMU, and then Houston on Sunday. Kelvin Sampson's doing his national media stuff now. I saw him on ESPN last night. He was on with Van Pelt. So he's,
I'm going to miss that man.
Yeah, I won't miss him because they always won the league. So
yes, you will miss him because it was a constant game that you could point to on the schedule and say that's going to mean something.
You were never going
to
win the league. You're
going to miss him when they're gone, just like you say about yourself. They're going to miss me more when I'm gone.
That is 100% true. That is
we're gonna miss Kelvin when he's gone.
Yeah, we'll miss the chance. You're right. We'll miss the opportunity.
Cincinnati
cost.
And all that, they can fly now.
Exactly.
But Houston gonna miss you.
Yeah.
At least in basketball.
So anyway, we'll talk to Giannotto about all that at 11:25. Then at 1:25, how about this? Memphis women's basketball coach Katrina Merriweather.
I'm so excited about this.
Is gonna join us. They are actually playing a game tonight. They are playing a game tonight for the number 2 seed. For next week's AAC tournament, Memphis women's beat writer Jason Smith posted about this on Twitter earlier today. So she will join us at 1:25.
You phone me.
And I appreciate it. So it should be
I do feel like I've taken it over.
Yeah, I think you've embraced it.
Stop.
You've leaned into it.
I have leaned into studying up on this team. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to this. I'm considering very strongly canceling or at least putting off Chris's martial arts class tonight to go support the women's basketball team at Elmer Rome Field against Tulane Franklin. I'm the teacher. Very strongly considering that. Now, we take our martial arts very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, as you know now, brown belt.
Brown, going for black.
Very close to black.
Is that right? The final one?
And so you don't want to miss any time off. No, we got like 2 more belts in between.
What are the, okay. Right. Oh, okay.
Don't ask me.
Black
ask
is me. The very, final one, though.
Yes. Of course black is the final
Bro, I
one.
Didn't do that.
Everybody knows that, though. That's I common knowledge for any citizen.
I didn't know that maybe there might have been like a green belt.
There is a green, much lower.
Okay, much lower. Gotcha.
Back to the point. We take it very seriously.
Yeah.
Our quest to black belt. And so, blowing off a martial arts class, that's you're giving up a lot.
Well, it's one night.
But
it's one night.
Not when you're this close to black belt.
Well, not when the Tigers are this close to being the number 2 seed, is how I would combat that.
That's a good argument. And that's what I'm feeling. Looking forward to having Coach on at 1:25. So she has turned this thing around.
There's a very real chance that both Memphis teams will finish as the number 2 seeds in the AAC.
Real chance?
Yeah.
Doesn't Tulane have 3 games this week?
Do they?
Yeah, they're the team, John, that would be pushing them in for the,
right.
for the 2 seed.
It's weird, though.
And you can't finish tied, obviously.
Like,
they have the tiebreaker.
I was watching the Kansas Texas Tech game last night, and they're done. Like, their regular season is over in the Big 12, which is just kind of
that's weird.
You know, well, excuse me. Texas Tech. Kansas, I believe, plays Texas this Saturday.
Okay.
But Texas Tech, there was a team I was watching whose season is over already. Like, they don't play again until their conference tournament. So I might be speaking out of turn here. But there was one of these teams they were saying they won't play again until – it's not Texas Tech. I don't remember what team it was. But they won't play it. Some teams in some leagues are, like, already done. So it's kind of crazy to think, like, some teams won't have a regular season game in March. But yeah, Memphis women's basketball coach Katrina Merriweather is going to join us at 125, and we'll get into, you know, how she did it.
How hot? Well, yeah, the formula right now for as hot as they are, 6 in a row,
yeah.
9-1 last 10, only
That's
lost
right.
to South Florida. They got a chance to win this AAC tournament next
That's
week.
Right.
Hopefully they get the 2 by nailing it down tonight against
That's right. So we'll get into all that today on the show. Looking forward to it, but got to start with what the Memphis Grizzlies did last night on national television. Jaren Jackson Jr. sent Anthony Davis to the 10-day. What is that in baseball? How many? What do they do? Like the IL? Is that the DL or whatever it is?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Anthony Davis got put on. You could already, like, when he dunked on him, he was like holding something.
Yeah, it looked like holding his face at that point. Everything gets hurt on him. He fell later on, was holding his knee.
Yeah, just dignity just left.
He played
there.
In terms of the numbers, he was fine.
Yeah.
But he still got dunked on all over his back.
Yes, he did.
Shaq said, and you know what was on dude.
That was emphatic. That was a thunderous dunk there.
It's one for life. Jaren may never have a better one in his career, considering who it was against.
I agree.
Again, that was poster stuff.
Yeah.
I would have it on my kid's wall if I were him.
This is the nuts and bolts portion of the segment. Grizzlies win 121-109. John Morant finishes with a triple dubsky. 39, 10, and 10 for the third year guard out of Murray State. Third, right? 2019?
Fourth.
Okay, fourth. Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
Fourth year man out of Murray State. Jaren had 16 and 7. Xavier Tillman for you had another double-double, 18 and 11. And Dylan Brooks followed up that outfit with a 7-point performance, which I think should effectively end the appearance of that outfit moving forward. Lakers, I guess you would say, competed for half, but the Grizzlies did what good teams do, and they put them away when it mattered. And ultimately got the cover.
How about Xavier Tillman?
How about him? I thought he was, like, done. I thought he was out.
People had literally written him off. I'm not joking.
Yeah, for sure.
He comes back, and now it's Embiid, Jokic, Anthony Davis. And last night he gives you 18-11. He's locked in right now. The good thing for the Grizzlies is, you know, you feel like you got Steven Adams coming back on the back half of this road trip. But love the way that Xavier Tillman has stepped up when many thought, okay, he's reached his ceiling. There's nothing he can contribute in a rotation anymore. Not only is he contributing, like it feels like he's been part of them getting back to having the fun again and getting back to the swagger. You know, yeah, Jenkins and them, they've been calling it getting our swag back. It's exactly what it's been. Now, again, things have gone well for him, other than blowing, you know, being outscored 10-1 against Philly, but you feel like it's back, and it feels like Tillman's had a lot to do with it. I just got to tip my cap to the way he's played because, again, Brandon Clark's been up and down. You know what you've been getting, at least from Tillman, for late. And the good news, like we said, is that Steven Adams will be back here soon. Right?
Yeah, no.
That dude deserves his flowers.
Because he does.
There's a good chance we're not going to see him again, John. And at a critical point where you needed to get it turned around.
Right.
And I'm saying that not wanting to jinx things on the road where you've lost 8 straight.
Right.
He was critical. You know, in some ways, to them getting back to, you know, playing Grizzlies basketball, especially defensively, like his energy's helped.
You paid Brandon, you got Santi. You know, he is ultimately going to be the odd man out there.
For sure.
You know, I mean,
useful man, as Scott Van Pelt would say.
I've always sort of liked his game. I mean, he doesn't.
Last 3 games against those centers, 12.7, 10 rebounds, 2.7 assists, 1.3 steals. Like, he's helped you defensively with the energy. Nobody's saying he's a solution to anything.
Right.
But in a time that you needed him to step up, he's been there for you.
A pretty good replacement-level player.
I love when Pranica and them go, X going to give it to you, because it's so unlike Pete Pranica when he goes down. You know what I'm saying?
No, it is.
But
it's
beautiful, and it's had me a little hype here for Xavier Tillman.
Yeah, so, I mean,
Think I'd bring him up that high, did you?
Well, I like.
You didn't think I'd bring.
I like his game. I appreciate his game. It's not enough for what the Grizzlies need.
I brought him up this high in the conversation because I know we're about to forget about him here down the stretch.
Well, that's a.
So I want to make sure we're giving him his flowers.
That's an insanely.
He's earned it, particularly out of this All-Star break.
That's a noble.
Because you wrote him off.
I don't know if I wrote him off.
Yeah, you did. The whole city did.
I think we just kind of assumed he'd be out of here.
We've always loved him. Good dude. Good Grizzly. But you said
there's a solid player.
You've seen the best of him is what you guys said.
Not a guy you're going to pay,
though. You wrote and said, we've seen the best of him. We're writing him off.
Because ultimately, that's the decision that you have to make. You have to, you know, decide whether you're going to pay a guy And I don't think Xavier Tillman is a guy that you're going to devote many resources to because he's an average to above average basketball player.
Now,
how about, can find a spot somewhere.
I'm with you. How about Ja in that third, 28? Most by an NBA player this year. Yeah, Darius Garland had a 27-pointer early this year. He took over the game.
It was the energy with Dad. Mythical,
like
really.
They took over the building, sort of. Ja did there for a minute.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to get a lot more of those down the stretch here.
I think the crazy part...
I wonder if this has flipped and he's sort of felt attacked in a way and now he's about... You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I definitely think that's a... I think that's
like
a,
now he's going to take it out on everybody.
The thing that's... like,
if this is going to end up be a good thing for the Grizzlies this season.
Oh, I think it
will.
Just
kind of what's happened.
Yeah.
What we thought was a humbling now sort of turned into a way he sees it as overkill and an attack.
Yeah.
Now he goes and gives it back to the
league. I mean, that's insane, right? That's like on pace for 120 points, you know, for the game. So it's insane that he did that. I mean, it's a little less than 120.
Never forget that Ja had 28 in the third quarter last night.
But, like, it's almost I feel guilty that this is the case for me. I really do. Like, watching it happen is insane. But and I think it speaks to the greatness of Ja Morant that and what we sort of now expect of him. That in a way, it's almost desensitizing.
Stop it.
I don't expect him to score 28 points in a quarter. But it doesn't.
Well, what you're saying is that doesn't wow you, if you got to a point where that doesn't wow you, something's wrong with you.
Of course it does. But it doesn't surprise me, I guess, is sort of where I'm at with it. Like, it doesn't shock me that Ja Morant can do this, you know?
Like, you know what scares me? We'll flip the conversation then, because I hear what you're saying. You see when he came down on that one where he comes up, goes out on the wrist? Did you see that play? And he's balled up there for a minute, and we all held our breath on that play?
Yes.
Like, that's what concerns me, is that, I mean, we've seen it with Derrick Rose. Mm-hmm. We've seen it with Penny Hardaway. When you play a certain style, you know, it can come back to haunt you, and whether it's the way you're coming down out of the air or just coming down on those knees or whatever it is. And you know what? I think it was Candace I was listening to last night, her and Shaq. But I think it was her that brought up this point. You just wonder how much will his game change. It's something we've brought up over the next few years because you can't keep doing that. You can't go up and try to dunk on every. Remember Embiid? You know, he tried to get Embiid, and I got sent the other. But the point is, Ja is still trying to dunk on everybody.
Yeah.
And if you're going to get Ja for as long as we want Ja, can he keep doing that every night? Attacking in the way he does. You love to see it right now.
Yeah.
But we know too that
when you live like that,
there's the risk. Yes, that's the great thing is he's got the floater now.
He's got some ways around it.
I know, but last night scared the mess out of me. He came down. I thought he might have broken his wrist or a bone in his wrist.
Right.
Trying to catch himself on that fall. He's so high up there.
No, it is. Every game is like Final Destination with Ja. Like, you just don't know, you know?
That's sort of what I'm saying. You're not going to stop dunking on people.
Yep.
You know, Jordan never stopped that.
Yep.
But back to the point, do you use the floater more? You know,
few?
Of course you do. And because he's got that in his bag, I also think the tools are there to evolve as sort of that guy that doesn't have to do, you know, because I want longevity, guys.
For sure. I do think teams are going to help him
with
make
the guys
that
we've
decision.
Seen.
Like, they're going to scheme for that. They're going to force him to make that floater. They're going to force him to take and make that shot in the playoffs. Like,
well, dude, he was getting downhill and whatever he wanted in the paint last night.
Yeah, and he's going to do that against 99
30, I think,
teams.
We're in the paint.
Yeah. I mean, the dude is a friggin' force of nature, virtuoso.
30 in the paint.
Virtuoso.
30 in the paint, 20 in the third quarter. 30 points in the paint. Ja Morant.
Virtuoso performance, man. That's what that was. That's what he is, man. When he gets that ball in his hands, he becomes a virtuoso.
Now you got to do it on the road.
Word of the day.
You know, don't get all too happy here because
you want me to sit here and give you oxygen about the 13 and 48 Rockets?
No. But my point is that after that, Denver Clippers, who I stayed up for last night, I was so disappointed by. I'm done believing in the Clippers. And they had healthy Kawhi out there and healthy Paul George.
They're beating the Kings in a first-round series, bro.
Then you go Lakers. That's the Shannon Sharp, you know, revenge game. And then, Golden State. I mean, you know, it's going to get greater later. So that's the point is you need to do this. You need to take out Golden State. All those aforementioned games were on the road. You need to hopefully – you know, turn around what's been a bad tendency by this team to go out on the road and give it all back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eight straight on the road. Yes, tonight. Yeah, they'll win that, hopefully. But You need to do it at Denver. You need to do it against the Clippers. And you certainly need to do it again against the L.A. team that you see without LeBron James. Nah. They'll make play-in probably.
Yeah.
But it'll be I don't know. Anthony Davis was talking like the guy could come back early and they might have a chance. But I don't know. They without him, they are nothing.
That is a fact.
That's been the case his entire career there.
That's exactly right. Yep. But
36-63, something like that.
Grizz get the win. And I guess the last thing that we need to address about this evening last night is the attire from DB. Who, it's crazy to me. Like, I was just thinking about, if you just go back and look at Dylan as a rookie when he came in, he's like a totally different guy. Like, the league has changed him. and I'm not saying it's good or bad, but it has. You know, like, he's become this, like, he's super focused on fashion. He follows two people on Instagram. One of them is Dior. The other is, like, a pop-up shop in L.A. And he, like, stepped out of the house in that last night. You know, like, well, again, not a bad thing, but they called that man Austin 3-for-16. Wow. Mm. Wow, bro. Like, I'm sorry, you can't wear that anymore when you get branded Austin 3-for-16 and then you go 3-for-16. I mean, you have 7 points. Come on, man. You got to retire it, dog. That was a one and done. One and done. We're done. Appreciate the bold. He's very bold. I appreciate the risk.
Well, that means he doesn't care what you think. A man that wears that does not care. It's like Mad Max out here. Mel Gibson does not care what you think.
He did say, "I'm going to break the internet," when he wore
that. That's what he was shooting for.
Yeah.
He knew he was going to get flamed by the likes of you, people like you and others on social media. He don't give a hot damn about you.
Yeah.
He'd look at you and what you wear every day with all that Raiders gear.
They said Stone Cold should sue. I'm reading some comments here.
Now, I will say, my son and I were cracking up before in the school line this morning reading the comments to the Grizzlies post about glass shattering when Dylan walked in. I mean, he is on there getting hot, hot flamed.
Bro, they said the glass that was shattering was the backboard. Oh, my God.
And it goes like some of them go on and on and on and on. It's just my kid was cracking up. Now it gets a little vulgar.
This is an appropriate get up because this guy is usually stone cold from 3 point. Like, that's a thing.
But again, think about it. He knew that was coming and didn't give a damn. There's something you got to respect about. That's liberation.
Well, yeah, it is. But
when you don't care, like,
exactly. If I could give him that burger, I think I would right now. That's liberation, not caring. He doesn't have a stylist. He does it himself. No, there's not something about that you respect.
Well, do you not sort of?
Of course, we couldn't wear it or want to wear it.
It's not about us,
right? But that's not the point. But the point is that he's got the balls to wear it.
Well, he does.
He does.
But do you not? And subscribe.
He will shoot them. He will shoot his shot.
He'll shoot a lot.
That's what I'm saying. That was him shooting his shot again. That was.
Well, he shoots a lot.
And in this case, being
some say too much.
A little bit inefficient here,
right?
But he shoots the shot.
Isn't there something
without fear?
Isn't there something to be said for? Well, again, and I do respect that.
How many of us are like that? How many of us in life are like that? But wish we could be like that.
Yeah.
Walk down the street in whatever we want, shirt off, whatever. A great many of us, and maybe we turn that sort of envy into jokes.
But like, what do you think?
You don't like when I put this mirror up in front of your face. I just want you to think about it.
You didn't really catch me making jokes about it on Twitter. You know, I mean, like, I just thought, like, come on,
no,
bro.
No,
like,
no, I mean, come on. I cracked up seeing them.
Do you not subscribe to there's something to be said for, like, opening yourself up to this stuff? Like,
do you see what Kyle Kuzma's wearing?
No, he's ridiculous, too.
Some of them, they're taking it to it. They're trying.
And
to
I
get
definitely, like, don't wish I could wear that.
And like he said, when you show the skin, it's going to go viral.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and then you followed up with 2 of 11. I mean, I think that's kind of the issue there.
Let's
really ask
you a question. Are you intimidated by it?
No, I'm not intimidated
just
by
as
it.
Just as a man?
No, I just...
That maybe he's a little bit more manly than us, that he could do that and not give a damn. Is there a little bit of caring, intimidated by that?
But it's not from a place of intimidation at all. I mean, it's just like, you know, it's a choice. It's a choice.
If you lined up his outfit and then Shannon Sharpe's cardigan.
Yeah, like, I don't
which
wish.
Which you blasted.
I don't wish I could wear that one.
Which one would you take there if John Martin was trying to pull?
I would take Dylan's. Because what Shannon Sharpe
with
was wearing.
With your pale white skin. That's the one
the
you
palest.
Would wear. Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
Palest. I mean, Dalen's kind of pale.
No, bro. I mean, he's mixed. He's still.
I know, but he's still pale, though. You know, he's pale-ish. I'm like Sheamus from WWE pale. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, like Shannon Sharpe was wearing a grandma's cardigan. Like, it was like she was
knitting it. And stylist put together. A stylist he apologized to. But back to the point.
So you've done
Dylan
some research
did his on his
it.
Own.
You know for a fact he has no stylist?
He said it last night.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well,
these are the issues Jeff talked about
no
on his
stylist.
Highly rated show.
I respect it. I respect it, man. You know what? At least he's
our man, at least for now.
He's laying the stuff out on the bed. He's making the choices. He's living with his decisions. And I think that's all we could ask for as men. Let us make our own decisions and let us be able to live and let come what may. I do respect it. Now, what came? 2 of 11. But that's a bigger problem than the outfit.
That just means we probably won't see that outfit again.
That's a bigger problem than the outfit. You know what I'm saying? Is the
Dylan don't care about no – he don't care about getting flanked. He don't care about no 9 missed shots.
Well, I need him to care about the missed shots. That's what I do need him to care about.
Not really. I mean, it feels like aren't we? I mean, the days are sort of – numbered here, aren't they? Don't it feel
right.
Like it's kind of going that way?
Yeah, it is.
Do we need to still see growth from Dylan? In the indication when you go after OG and Mikal Bridges looking for an upgrade? I mean, I think it's kind of it's kind of winding down,
well,
John.
Dylan's rebelling right now, man. He's lashing out at us with these outfits.
He's the 2023 Prince.
Yeah.
That's all he is.
Is that
come
what
out
he
and
is?
Wear some stuff that you'd say, wow. You know, Prince once wore an outfit with his butt out. You ever seen that one?
The Ashless Chaps.
Yeah. Was that on Saturday Night Live or something? It was somewhere big, it felt like.
Yeah.
And he turned around. We didn't have no choice.
So you're
I'm just
are...
telling you, dude, you know what I'm saying? When you show skin, as he said, you go viral. He is today's Prince.
So are you definitively, like, labeling him the 2023 Prince officially?
In many ways.
But Prince, like, he didn't miss. That's the difference.
He didn't what?
He didn't miss.
Nah, that's a good arc. That's a good point there you make.
Like, he never missed.
Towards the end there, he did to me.
Well, this isn't the end for Dylan.
It's
this
not?
This is like the prime, and it's a lot of misses.
Kind of it feels like the end here.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I'm saying of his athletic career.
Such a good song, bro.
It is.
Because can't you see Dylan in Purple Rain?
Oh, there's no question.
Like walking.
Like
through Purple Rain,
cleansing
See,
the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Yeah,
I would not mind that.
Or
actually.
Having her do it.
Yeah, maybe he did that during the All-Star break. Maybe that's what happened.
Man, still missing shots.
Still, he's gonna have a day. I know that.
Main
the
Prince.
Real the real it's Prince moment for Dylan.
I used to have a Prince poster in my room.
Was Game 6 of the Warrior series. That was the Prince when it was just like. I am going to take over this game, right? I am going to, as an entity, rise above the rest with no Ja Morant, yep. And I am going to take 40 shots and make 25 of them. I don't know how much it was, but it was like, I was amazed at that. That's the Dylan Brooks I choose to remember.
Next year, where will he be taking 19 to 20 shots a game? Where will it be? Can
he
you see
will
it?
Be doing it
in
Houston.
Damn.
For the team that he is about to face tonight.
Oh, so
a little bit of an audition.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Hey, he's already got the red shoes on. You know, I mean, Houston's a big wrestling place. You know.
Well, if it does have to end, like Prince just said, I just want Dylan to know that it has been fun. We've gone in sometimes.
Nothing if not
We've
that.
Laughed together sometimes. It's been hard sometimes.
Salute, my man.
But there have been some great times. That playoff series against Utah.
Whew. Man, we will hold that up forever, won't we?
Yes, I will.
That joint was...
It may be the best basketball he'll ever play.
We have learned where COVID originated from since that playoff series. Like, we've had a lot of things happen.
Don't act like it was so long ago.
It was a long time ago. We had to wear masks to that game in that series.
And?
I'm just saying it was a long-ass time ago, man.
All I'm saying is look at the highlights. That's the question you love to ask all of our guests. What do you remember most?
Right, but that's like
right?
after
And that's
all
what
over.
We're doing. We're on the wind down.
Okay.
You and I both know.
All right.
And this show feels like it.
This might be the last high right here.
Yeah.
This stroll to the locker room. The glass has shattered, ladies and gentlemen. Dylan Brooks, give it up. Mark Giordano is going to join us, ideally.
Can't see them in your mind.
Not wearing this. He'll be in studio next. No. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Brett Carson here in studio with the guys for our brand new sponsor. Bentley Sports has been with us for the last 3 months, and they're brand new here in the state of Tennessee. If you've not downloaded, like you may have done some of the other apps, download the Bentley Sportsbook app today. Do it right now. If you're into sports wagering, you get a $250 risk-free wager as a new user on the Bentley Sportsbook. Tonight, here's the deal. Houston is an underdog tonight. Grizzlies favored by 9.5, according to Bentley, so you get that line there. Grizzlies have lost all of their last 8 road games. The Grizzlies have won the first half in 20 of their last 23 games with teams with a Rockets win percentage. That's between 0 and 35% win percentage. Grizzlies have won the first quarter in 19 of their last 23 games, according to Bentley, win percentage like the Rockets. And then finally, the Rockets have won at halftime and lost full-time in 3 of their last 4 home games against the division. So some things to think about, and they give you all that info and the bets in the Bentley Sportsbook. That's in the promotions tab, too. You can get some of those boost bets. And tonight on college basketball, some boost bets to make more money on your money line wagers if you're getting Kentucky and some of these other teams. So many ways to have fun. Use the promotions tab and use the Bentley Sportsbook app like I do. Must be 21 or older and located here in the state of Tennessee or in the state of Arkansas. You can do business in both states and use the Bentley app. Play responsibly when using Bentley. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700. The Bentley.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sportsbook.
X gon' give it to you. Wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to you. Knock, knock, open up the door, it's real.
Mark Giannato is the voice of Memphis. Catch him from 2 to 4 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Read him at commercialappeal.com.
That was a special time when DMX crossed over into like white kids were like into it too. Oh, yeah. And like I remember when I first started listening to it, my mom was like, "What is this?"
I can tell by the way you're bobbing your head, this meant something
more to you.
And I was
like, "It's DMX, mom." And she
and
was
what'd
like,
"What'd she say then?"
Not in my car.
Now you'll really impress me when you start dropping mystical nuggets.
Now I wasn't a mystical guy. I wasn't a mystical guy, a DMX guy.
Why would he be a mystical guy?
Mystical was like
the down south dude.
Yeah, mystical was like the down south DMX though.
Well, many.
Like in terms of they had the same style, right? He wasn't nearly as good. I know as DMX.
Wasn't a rough rider like Mark liked. Rough riders. Let's roll, mom.
Get up in the Sequoia and let's jam this thing. There you go. Yeah, wasn't DMX on like a bunch of like early 2000 soundtracks? Isn't that how it happened?
Isn't that how the cross? I mean, I'm not talking about the crossover.
People thought he was going to be like an actor too, because he had the look. He had a good look.
What was the movie with Aaliyah? It was fantastic.
Something to the bone. Wasn't it something to the bone? Play it to the bone or something like that.
Something like that.
It wasn't good.
Romeo must die.
That's it. Romeo must die.
You're right. Yeah. Well, that was like a, and that was like a one of those Asian.
But let me tell you what he was fantastic in. Belly. He was.
That's
I don't know if
right.
you ever
That's
seen. He was
right.
fantastic.
That's what it
yeah.
was.
Yeah. So I was with you. I thought he had maybe a future.
I'm being told that we have canceled Mystical, so I apologize for
that reference. My wife let me know about that. It's kind of disturbing, his activity.
I can't keep up with, you know.
Who's been canceled.
Who I know. I mean, we trotted out Karl Malone at All-Star Weekend as if he didn't do what he did. So
was a little cringe.
Who decides?
I was wondering
canceled.
If I was the only
someone,
one.
I think it was your guy Myron Metcalf said it's making a lot more sense that John Stockton and Karl Malone got along so well for so many years.
That's so true.
As time passes,
it's true.
It's becoming more and more apparent.
Yeah,
they had a lot more in common than you thought.
Yeah, I mean it's because you go to it like John Stockton will do a TV interview and he's got Marjorie Taylor Greene on in the background. You know what I mean? And you know, Karl Malone's out here doing what he did. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy. You know, that's why they say don't idolize these people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't know. You don't really know what's going on outside the lines.
Yeah, even like I grew up, like Cal Ripken was like a huge deal in my childhood growing up. And even he, like, you know, if you dig deep enough, like, he's not like the all-American boy he presents himself to be necessarily.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, don't put too much. Yeah, just idolize them as athletes.
Exactly.
Don't necessarily prop them up to
That's
be.
Right.
Your role models should be your parents and like the adults around you.
Ideally.
Yeah.
You know.
Agree 100%.
Certainly not Bill Cosby.
Before we get to the game, real quick, Dylan Brooks' outfit, Mark.
Mm.
Go.
I'm surprised. Like. Doesn't the NBA have a dress code still? I didn't.
Oh, wow. We're invoking the Article 5 of the dress code.
If it's okay to wear according to the dress code, I'm you know, down with it. And as Ja pointed out, they're now 2-0 with him shirt when he shows up shirtless.
You're giving out real Hall Monitor energy right now, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
They said, does their NBA not have a dress code?
Is this okay?
Think about the children.
Well, no, but remember they made this big deal back, whatever it was, 20 years ago when all the guys were dressing up as quote-unquote,
yeah,
you know,
like.
Didn't
they have to loosen that? Didn't they have to loosen that?
And then for a while, everyone was wearing suits and ties on the sideline. And now you've seen it progressively, you know, and now, like, sweatsuits are cool again. Like ultimately, the stuff like Ja and all them wear is what, like, Allen Iverson was wearing back in the day. It was a little baggier, you know? And yet, back then,
wasn't that a Stern thing?
Yes.
To get away from AI,
it was like
an image.
Yeah, it was like he didn't like the image.
Silver's gone back to the players have the power.
I liked the look, you know? I thought it was funny, you know? And it was like he was going for to draw attention to himself, and that is he mission accomplished. Mm-hmm. Like it was, you know, I don't know. I guess it was probably warm enough to do it when he got to the arena. I would hate to have to walk outside of the arena after the game in that outfit last night. You know, it got a little cooler.
Could any of us three pull it off in front of our wives and she not laugh?
No.
Any of us three?
I couldn't.
Nor could I. I mean, that without laughing?
Now, I saw you guys think about yourselves in the outfit. How about me?
I think your wife
would
laugh.
You don't think I could pull it off with mine?
I think your wife would laugh, bro.
Faith?
Yes.
Mm-mm.
You don't think if you showed up with some damn blue jean shorts and your white drawers showing in a vest without a shirt on, that she wouldn't laugh?
Now, she would know what time it is.
Well, yeah, but she would still.
I don't think there's anything funny about it.
Well,
you
I
know
will
what I'm
say,
saying?
Wear that I will
to,
say,
it's, for Dylan, time. It's basketball time.
I will say, but it's an outfit you don't necessarily need a six pack to pull off. Stone Cold didn't have a six pack. He pulled it off.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
You know?
True.
Like,
but
you don't need a six pack to pull it off.
You don't have to.
Dylan doesn't even appear. Dylan's got like almost a six pack.
There's something there. A lot more than me.
Yeah.
You don't have to wear that to signify what time it is, though. I think that's the part that would make Faith laugh.
Well, sometimes you like to play roles, you know?
I would have liked to have seen the knee braces.
What? Nah, bruh.
You're too young.
I rolls.
You got to keep it spicy after a while. When you get past year 10.
Stone cold and stable. Stone cold and stable.
Yeah.
Clearly.
And you never know. I might come in there. But the point is.
Do you play the theme music when you walk in?
We know that y'all would laugh at y'all. See, and you quickly assessed yourselves.
I would be disappointed if not. I would be disappointed.
I think old Smooth could maybe pull it off.
Well, I would say this. My wife would laugh at me, but I might also get something out of it, too.
Wow.
Whoa, I think it could be both. Because she'd appreciate the effort.
Yep. See, the problem with me is everything I do is always unserious, right? So it's like I'm never serious about anything in my life. So it's like it's not something that my wife would not perceive it to be.
So you're last on the list of us
romancing.
Three
she would be like,
pull that off.
"What are you doing? Why are you? What are you doing? Yeah. What video are you making here? Like, what's the occasion? It's certainly not love making, which apparently both of your wives have a thing for Stone Cold. I mean."
No, it's about the effort, John. It's about the effort.
I don't think he gets it, Mark. John's still a little too
young.
Why not just wear a thong at that point? From the man who likes to turn the lights off, doesn't want to see anything, doesn't want to be seen. Remember that conversation?
In the dark of night.
You can't be judging me and Mark over here for putting in a little extra effort.
You know, my house is like SEAL Team 6.
My 4-year-old is in that mode where he asks like questions about everything. Like a million, he's just got a million questions. And sometimes when I just want to shut it down, he'll be like, why, blah, 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 blah. And I'll just be like, because Stone Cold said so. All right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I like that.
So you've already introduced Stone Cold into the home.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah. This would be a very.
That's a good job, Dad.
And then you become Stone Cold, right? And now it starts to make sense. It's like, oh, you are Stone Cold. Lindsay's like, all right, you know, here we go. Ding, ding, ding. Entering the ring.
Oh, my.
Off we go.
Are the Grizzlies back? Or do you need to see more on the road?
Well, I don't know if it's
swagger back.
They're certainly playing better basketball. Like, last night wasn't the greatest performance, if we're really getting down to it. It was a special third quarter by Ja Morant where they built up the lead. But they still, you know, got down to 4 there late. Mm-hmm. They made a couple plays and got it done. But that was a, you know... The Lakers without LeBron, like, that is not a good team they played last night.
No, it's not.
And so I don't know if they're back. And here's the thing I've been grappling with is just in this version of the NBA where there's so much load management and then also where the Grizzlies are at in their development, like, it just feels like, are we going to be able to really make any sort of determination about this team until they get to the playoffs? Like, ultimately, all the way we're going to remember this team, even if they, let's say they got, what, 22 games left? Let's say they go 18-4 the last 22.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all you're going to remember, you're not going to remember them going 18-4 down the stretch. You're going to remember, okay, then what'd they do in the playoffs? Like, did they lose in the first round?
Well, you will. If it carries over, you will. You'll say there was a time where this team lost 8-9 and something was off and wrong.
But ultimately, it's determined by the playoffs.
I'm with you on big picture. You know? Yes, that's what they're
saying. I've been having a hard time reconciling because I agree that, like, I think this stretch here is a stretch for them to kind of show everyone, hey, like, we're back. That was a blip. We had a rough patch. And it feels like they're on their way to doing that because if you take out the last 5 minutes of the Sixers game, they played pretty well coming out of the All-Star break.
Against some good teams, the previous two at least.
Yes. Yeah. I do think, you know, maybe tonight, not so much because you're playing a bad Houston team whose owner is apparently, according to Jeffrey, I haven't seen the clip yet, but apparently a little drunk at Mardi Gras, basically said we're tanking for Wembanyama. Like, like said it out loud.
Well, as they should. I mean, there's no reason for them not to do that at this point.
Yeah, but Denver and then those two LA games will be, you know, you've struggled on the road big time.
Yes.
And let's see how mature you are. You know, you're getting 3 days in LA, which has never been a great. You know, we looked it up the last time they went to LA. This team doesn't handle LA that great. You know,
this is where the road streak started with Shannon Sharp and those guys. You know?
Yeah,
lost 8 straight on them.
But in reality, it just feels like, given the, like, how many times have they played a full strength team who gave it like a real go? The Philly game counts, I think. But, like, you're just not going to see that many games of like that down the stretch. Like, maybe the Denver game. I assume the Denver rematch, like, you're going to get their best effort.
Oh, yeah.
After what you did to them here a couple nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I just question how many games down the stretch are we going to see, okay, like, they, because ultimately, like, to me, one of the big things they still have to prove, and they haven't really been able to, is the fourth quarter execution. I mean, the one time they had to do it in the Philly series, in the Philly game, they kind of stumbled again. And so I want to see that part of it, too, to really fully declare them back.
That's fair.
You know, last night a little bit, but not really. They were never really threatened by the Lakers there late. But all in all, it's certainly they certainly seem to be on a better path than they were a couple weeks ago. They seem to have rediscovered some of their mojo, so to speak, whatever they call it, swag, whatever you want to call it. And now, you know, we probably only have a couple more games without Steven Adams, and we'll get to see him. Hopefully they can get a nice stretch here to close the year at full strength so they can sort out everything in terms of rotation, in terms of chemistry, when they are at full strength.
I did kind of catch myself thinking, like, you know, if we're going to stipulate that the order stays the same, that it's Grizzlies 2, Kings 3, I mean, it sets up really well for a Western Conference Finals appearance. It just does. I mean, if we just plan it by the numbers, right? I mean, upsets could happen. Clippers could beat the Kings if they finish six. All that. Understand that.
Well, now you saw Golden State, I think, is in fifth now, has moved up to fifth. Like, it's so tightly compact that it's so hard
to
guess.
But they're on the other side, though. I mean, you wouldn't see them until the Western Conference Finals.
No, I agree, but, like, they could easily
move.
Like, one game, like, the way it's so tight. I do think this, being the two seed, gives you the best chance to have a good matchup in the first round.
Right.
I feel like if you're the three seed, your chances of having a tough team increase.
The worst scenario would be if the Warriors finish as the six, right? That would be the worst case scenario for the Grizzlies, in my opinion, because I think they are going to beat a Kings team if they're healthy, and then you would obviously play them if you advance. So that would be the worst case scenario for me.
Well, it just depends what you view in terms of that pecking order of Golden State, Clippers, Dallas.
I have Golden State.
You have Golden State at the top of that clip.
Yes.
I think you're probably right. A healthy Golden State,
especially
is the
for the Grizzlies, like for whatever reason, like
Dallas and the Clippers feel very similar. It's like two guys who kind of scare you, who could take over a series potentially.
Yeah, I mean the Mavs have won
but they're
one
flawed
game
otherwise
with Kyrie and Luka on the floor together.
No, they what's become clear is they gave up certain parts of their identity in order to go grab Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
And the parts of their identity that they gave up are part of their identity that gave Memphis trouble when they played them. Like Dorian Finney-Smith used to defend Ja
absolutely
in those games.
Absolutely right.
And now they don't have that.
They don't.
And he used to give Ja some trouble. And now it's like, okay, who are you going to put on Ja Morant in a Dallas series? Are you really going to put Kyrie on him? Because he'll eat up Kyrie. Like, Kyrie's great offensively, but Ja will eat up Kyrie himself. And then I don't think the Grizzlies would put Ja on Kyrie. I think they'd put either Dillon or Desmond Bane on him in a series. They'd hide Ja like they normally do on defense.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's the way the jockeying for position here these last 20, 22 games, especially now tonight with Durant coming back, do the Suns experience kind of what Dallas is going through right now where there's some growing pains? Because while I'm scared of the Suns, I'm also skeptical that they can just completely get it together and become a championship team in 20 games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm very skeptical of
that. That's fair.
I think next season they could take the Western Conference by storm, like really dominate the Western Conference. But I'm a little skeptical that, like, we're talking really.
They gave up a lot of their glue, too, especially with everything Bridges did, you know?
Yeah.
So in terms of.
No, and there's a lot of.
They're just trying to win right now. I mean, they're trying to win a championship right now.
Well, and
I understand that. But to his point about developing a quick chemistry, these guys, I'd be.
Yeah, no, well, and they have an owner that feels like next year, for instance, like he'll be willing to go into the luxury tax and do whatever. No, the chemistry is especially, I think, like there's a lot of shots that they have to divvy up. And I think it'll probably end up being Chris Paul, who ends up not shooting very much anymore.
Well, yeah, that part's easy.
But, like, I don't think Ayton's going to want to give up shots. He didn't strike me as that type of player.
I do think it's a little bit easier than, you know how Luka and Kyrie were trying to figure out who takes the last one? Don't you think Booker will defer to KD?
I think ultimately that's the key in all these situations. You saw it even way back when with the Heat. Remember, like, ultimately with LeBron and Dwayne Wade,
up, you know,
the Heat didn't take off until Dwayne Wade said, "All right, you know what? I gotta just be number two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be competing to be number one.
I think Booker.
I gotta be number
that.
Two. Yeah. And yeah, no, Booker's gonna have to do the same probably, or Durant, one or the other. They're gonna have to figure that part out. But again, like, it's going to take a little time, and I just don't know if 20 games is enough to do that now. But maybe they can. They did. It sounds like Booker and Durant had a nice chemistry from the Olympics. Like, that was part of why Kevin Durant identified Phoenix as a place he wanted to go, was because him and Booker had struck up a nice chemistry and relationship when they played in the Olympics the last cycle. So. We'll see. They're going to be very top heavy.
I got to ask you this before you get out of here. Let's say Memphis takes care of business against SMU.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of shot do you give them? What kind of game do you envision against Houston in a regular season finale? First time you've had an opponent in here is number one at FedEx Forum.
I give them a good shot just because I think it's going to be so emotional. I mean, it's going to be dependent on how they handle the emotions of that game. Like, it's going to be a... I think it's going to be a great environment at FedEx Forum on Sunday. They came up with a formula in that second half that they can replicate against Houston and take them out. Like, I give them a good chance to win the game, honestly, because it's at home. It's going to be a fantastic environment. I could see a scenario like what happened last year where they, kind of overwhelmed Houston here. I could see that happening.
What do you gain with a Houston win? Where does it move you to? It gets you something, right?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, I think, it might do what it did for you last year, where it got you to a 9 seed.
8, 9. See, and I don't know if I want to be there.
Yeah.
Heck, I'd rather be 10.
Yeah. The question is, where does the committee view, in comparison to where the bracketologists have them? Because, what people need to remember about bracketologists in general, not even just Lenardi, who I have, I think there's a little too much stock put into.
Yeah, we can tell by the way you speak of him.
Yeah. But bracketologists in general aren't the greatest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.